guys.
Hey, friends.
How are you this week? Are you guys ready for some worship? Here we go.
His love will never quit. His love will never run away. Even when I get upset, his love is still forgiving me. And it's all because, all because, his love isn't just a little bit. He loves me a whole lot.
Number one, so I jump up and down to me.
All right, now that we're back, let's get ready for our big God story. Let's put on...
Pay attention eyes.
Pay attention eyes.
Here we go.
Ooh, yours look extremely clear today. That's
they
awesome.
Are. Mm-hmm. All
right,
sparkly.
Let's put on our listening ears.
Here we go.
Lock them in place.
Yep.
All right, and get our mouths ready to listen so we can take it and zip, lock, and button.
Good job. Good job.
All right. Let's pray and ask God to help us.
Sounds
let's
good
do
to
that.
Me. All right.
God, you're so awesome. Thanks for letting us be here today together. And God, help us learn more about you. Thanks so much for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hello, friends. I'm so excited to be with you. In the Big God story, God was faithful to bring his people home to the promised land of Israel and rebuild the temple. Today, we get to hear how many, many years later Jesus entered the same city in a very special way. Hey, Pastor Chris.
Oh, yeah.
What? Are you waiting for something?
Yes, I am. I'm waiting for my birthday.
You're waiting for your birthday?
Yes, it's going to happen soon.
Didn't we just celebrate your birthday?
Well, yeah, but I love parties. I love music. I love games. I love seeing all my friends. So I'm waiting for my next birthday.
You know, that's a year away.
Yeah.
Okay, well, waiting can be really, really hard, especially when you're excited and you've been waiting for something for a really, really long time.
Seems like it's been a really long time.
But it really hasn't yet.
Oh,
you'll
okay.
be fine. You'll be fine. Did you know that God's people had to wait a really long time for something that was promised to them?
Really? They did?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
You see, God's people had been waiting a really, really long time for the Messiah to come. The Messiah is the Savior that God promised to send for the people long ago.
Yeah, Jesus. That's who God was going to send, the promised Savior, the Messiah, right?
Absolutely, that's right. God promised his people that he would send a Savior to fix the relationship between his people and himself. As we know, God always keeps his promises. However, the Israelites had to wait for hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus came.
That's a really, really, really long time. And they had to wait.
They had to wait.
Oh, man.
That's right.
But when it was the right time, Jesus was born though, right?
That's right. But even though Jesus was born, the people had to wait a few more years before they would know that Jesus had come and that he was the Messiah.
Wow. Yeah. So how did Jesus tell God's people that he was the Messiah?
Well, that's a good question. Well, God had told his people many years before to wait and watch for the Messiah. He gave special messages to prophets. God told the prophets what the people should look for and how they would know that he was the Messiah. At the right time, Jesus began to travel to the city of Jerusalem. While he was on his way, he sent two of his disciples to the nearby village. He told them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you'll find a colt tied up there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Just say, the Lord needs it."
Wait just a second. So you're telling me that God told the people to look at for the Messiah riding on a young donkey?
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow.
The men entered the village and found everything exactly like Jesus told them.
Well, yeah.
I know, right?
Then what happened?
The men entered the village and found everything exactly like Jesus told them. As they were untying the young donkey, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying that young donkey?" Friends, what do you think the disciples said? That's right. The disciples answered by saying, "The Lord needs it." And what do you think the animal's owners did? That's right. They let the men take the young donkey. When the men got back to Jesus, they threw their coats on the donkey's back to make a place for Jesus to sit.
Wow,
I know,
right? Cool.
Now, there was a great crowd of people who had come to Jerusalem for a big celebration. Many of those people had heard and seen of the many miracles of Jesus. They knew there was something special about him, Pastor Chris.
Yeah.
So when they heard Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, they went out to meet him with palm branches in their hands.
Wait a minute. Palm branches?
Palm branches.
Hang on a second, friends.
Yep.
Palm branches?
Palm branches.
Really? What would they do with palm branches?
Well, some of them placed the branches on the ground.
Okay.
Okay. And then others spread their coats on the ground for the donkey to walk on as he carried Jesus. And the reason why they did that was because as the donkey would step, his feet would kick up dust and it would go into Jesus's face. So they were putting the palm branches on the ground and the coats on the ground so the dust would not go into Jesus's face. Right?
That's pretty cool.
I know. The people were so excited that some of them ran ahead Jesus and others followed behind. They shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!"
And I bet you they waved some of the palm branches too.
Waving their arms,
That's
waving the
awesome.
Palm branches.
So, wait a minute though. What does Hosanna, what does that mean?
Well, that's another good question. Friends, do you guys know what Hosanna means?
Okay.
Close.
Somebody's really got it out there, maybe.
Yeah, that was a very close answer, but it means save us.
Oh, Hosanna means save us. So the people were shouting, save us, save us.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
And guess what? That's just what Jesus did. He came to save us from our sins. Jesus is the Messiah.
Absolutely. That's right. The Bible tells us that Jesus' disciples continued the praise of God in such loud voices and with such joy that some of the Jewish leaders, they didn't like that very much. Ooh. I know, they told Jesus to make them stop.
No, you can't stop praising God.
I know, that wouldn't work at all. Well, don't worry, Pastor Chris. Jesus told the leaders, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry
out. You mean
out.
Like rocks, like stones, like rocks, like boulders kind
like
of thing?
Like rocks, like boulders, like
wow.
thing. That's right. You see, it was so important for the people to know that Jesus is the Messiah that if they didn't proclaim that Jesus is the promised Savior, the rocks would have shouted out. That's power.
Friends, can you imagine rocks shouting that Jesus is the Messiah? That's way crazy, but it's a good thing that people did. God's promise had come. Everyone needs to know.
That's right. God loves us so, so much that he loves each and every person in this room. He loves our families. He loves each person in this entire world. Mm-hmm. Jesus the Messiah, the promised Savior, came so we can know him and worship him together.
Ooh. So friends, right now, why don't you take a second, maybe find something around you. It could be a piece of paper, it could be something. Wave it in the air and shout, Hosanna, God save us. And know that God loves you very, very much.
So good.
So this week, wherever you go, remember that Jesus is the Messiah and he loves you very much. So hold out your hands, even if you're still holding palms or a paper or whatever around.
Absolutely.
Let's do our blessing. Children, may you shout praise and worship to God, the promised Savior, wherever you go this week. He has come and he will come again.
Amen.